From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran released 5 incarcerated Americans and the United States pardoned 7 Iranians in a swap that followed lifting most of the international sanctions against Iran over the weekend after the UN Nuclear Agency certified that Iran had met all the requirements of a deal reached last year with world powers. 3 of the freed U.S. citizens arrived in Europe from Tehran on Sunday. One was released earlier. Another decided to stay in Iran. VOA's Laritza Hoek has more.
The 3 freed Americans stopped in Geneva on the way to Germany Sunday. Former Marine Amir Hekmati spent more than 4 years in prison on spying charges, and Said Abedini, a Christian pastor, had been in prison since July 2012 for religious activity. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, in jail over 500 days, was convicted of spying last November. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed their release. Earlier Sunday, 7 Iranian men walked free from detention in the United States. President Obama explained their release in a speech Sunday.
In a reciprocal humanitarian gesture, 6 Iranian Americans and 1 Iranian serving sentences or awaiting trial in the United States are being granted clemency.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz blasted the release of Iranian prisoners as part of the deal. Laritza Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people, wounded scores more overnight Friday. The statement also warned that acts of terrorism will not stop the U.S. from helping to improve health care and increase economic opportunities in Burkina Faso. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and Iraq are working to find several missing Americans who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. While helping in the battle against the Islamic State, dozens of foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq over the last few months by terrorists and militias. Freelance Yemeni journalist Amigdad Mojalli was killed Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for the Voice of America. Mojalli had been reporting for VOA since October, focusing on the human impact of the war in Yemen, often seeking out the most vulnerable victims. During a surprise visit to Kabul on Sunday, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced an increase in the Australian commitment of troops to the NATO-led force supporting the Afghan central government.
We say Afghanistan's a long way from Australia, and it is, and I'm sure you feel it is, particularly when you're missing your families, but it is everything's very close and very connected. So enabling Afghanistan to be safer, to be more secure, to be able to defend itself with their own people is absolutely critical to the world's security and indeed to ours.
Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States are set to hold talks today aimed at laying the groundwork for a negotiated end to almost 15 years of war between U.S.-supported government forces and Taliban insurgents. The Democratic candidates running in this year's U.S. presidential election agreed Sunday that the implementation of the nuclear deal with Iran is a good thing. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who has been gaining on Clinton in polls in the past month, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley took part in the last Democratic Party debate before the primary season begins. O'Malley is back significantly from Sanders and Clinton in the polls and sometimes found it difficult to get equal time on the stage.
The way the formats have now become in our country, there's no longer any such thing as an equal time debate. But in the time that I had, I enjoyed making the points that I was able to make.
Sunday's debate was in South Carolina, a last chance to discuss important issues before the voters get to have their say at caucuses in Iowa on February the 1st. Americans across the country today pausing to observe the federal holiday marking the birth of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr. He became a central figure in the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, and was assassinated in 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee, had gone there to help with striking African-American garbage workers, hoping for more, better pay.
That's the latest world news from VOA.